Good morning. We're continuing Chayilim Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Aleph, and we're learning Siman Yud Beis, the last Siman in the Klal. So this is, again, this is not a Mishnah in Masechet Bava Melikin, in Masechet Shabbos in the second parak, but it is a Gemara. But we say it when we say Bava Melikin, the section of Bava Melikin, Friday night, we say this halacha that a person has a chiyuv to check his pockets, to check his clothing before Shabbos, in to prevent the possibility of having something inadvertently in their pocket, which they will end up carrying out on Shabbos. So chayav adam lemashresh bebigodav erev Shabbos kadem chashecha. Person needs to check his clothing. What does he have to check for? Shema tochav by machat. Maybe a person who's sewing something, they will take a needle out from the sewing and they'll stick it into their garment somewhere. So it's available to sew again. It's sitting there in the garment. And then they will forget that it's there, and inadvertently they'll carry it out on Shabbos as they leave their home, going outside. We're talking about a case that there's no Erev. So there'd be a concern of the Malacha of Hitzof carrying from a private domain into the public domain. So there's this concern that the person might carry under that circumstance. So the Chazal said one should check their clothing to make sure that if nothing is there. The pockets, one should check the pockets. So the person, according to the Gemara, in a world where they used to sometimes stick things into the garment to hold them, it wasn't sufficient to check the pockets. One had to check, sort of pat down everywhere in their body where they might have put that needle or something of that sort, because maybe it's there without, and he forgot about it. But the Chayim says, the pockets, the one has to check their pockets for two concerns. Number one, if there's something in the pocket, a person might carry it out inadvertently, forgetting, not realizing there's something in the pocket. And there's a second reason as well. Because maybe there's something muksa in the pocket. And the person is wearing the garment with the muksa, he's carrying muksa, even if the person does not go outside of an Erev. The person lives inside of an Erev, has no intention to go beyond the Erev. It's still wrong to carry muksa around. So he has to check for the possibility of muksa. And, Oishar Dabar, V'yotzibay, V'yotzibay, Rabbim. And even something which is not muksa, there's a concern the person might carry it out. And that's the point that the Gemara says. The second point the Chayyarim says is really the Gemara. The first point is something which the Chayyarim is adding. It's not his kid. He's not the one who added it. The Magen Avraham already says this idea that even in a place where there's an error, a person has to check their pockets to make sure there's nothing muksa in the pockets. If a person finds something muksa in their pocket, so what's the halacha? So a person should try to remove the muksa item from the pocket, but you cannot take the muksa item out directly because it's muksa, so you can't pick it up out of your pocket. But a person can take the garment off and shake out the garment till the muksa item falls out of the pocket. Let's say the muksa item is valuable, and you don't want to shake it out over here because it's not such a safe place. A person is allowed to go to a safe place, a place where the item will be safe, and then shake it out over there. Again, we're not talking about carrying, no, we're not discussing hoods, we're just discussing inside of the building, or there's an A room, etc. What is the status of the pocket? There's a concept of halacha known as basis. It's something which is there to support the muksa, and that was your intent, so it becomes a basis. So in certain scenarios, the pocket itself will become muksa, because it was there to support the muksa. The pocket is a free, for example, the pants pocket of a man. It's like its own little bag which is hanging inside of the pants. So you look at the bag, the pocket is different than the pants. The pants remain not muksa, but the pocket can become muksa if a person put it there intentionally there to where he wanted to store it there, so that he's making the pocket a basis. Let's say it's a type of a patch type of a pocket, which the part of the pocket is the actual pants leg itself, like jeans, those type of things have. So over there, the pants themselves will become part of the buses, and the pants themselves will become books as well. That's talking about a scenario where a person put it there intentionally, that it should remain there over Shabbos. He wants the pants to store the item. So that's the case where it will become a bosses. If a person did not put it there intentionally to leave it there on Shabbos, or somebody else put it there, not in his pocket, so the pants do not become muksa, the pocket does not become muksa, the person can shake it out and then subsequently use the pocket. So that's a scenario where it's muksa. He also talked about this concern that person might carry out. We need to clarify that more, and Bezer Hashem will do that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.